RJ Hampshire, man, I was even thinking about not texting you for this thing because I thought you'd be so pissed. You basically, you know, ran up front all race and lost the podium near the end of the race. So I'm sure you're bummed. I was almost not going to text you.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of how the day started. Like, dude, felt awesome from the beginning.
Yeah.
Had a crash first qualifying. Like, dude, before the crash, I was P1 again. Smoked my... kind of my stomach area or whatever.
Yep.
So then go out for the second qualifying. It was freaking off. And then heat race, whatever, you know, just kind of riding in there. Good. And then Craig kind of smashed me pretty heavy.
Yep.
And it sliced my finger like pretty bad.
Oh, geez.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So we got back, tried to super glue it, tape it up, everything. And, it probably broke loose. On the hot lap.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm like, all right, let's kind of execute this, try to get a good start and see what we can do. And, dude, just as the kind of main event goes on, like, you probably could tell, like, it was getting worse and worse for me.
Yeah. Which finger is it?
It's my right ring finger.
Oh, ring finger? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just sliced that. So, yeah, I mean, after the main event, I went and got 7 stitches. Sewed it up, but still, dude, like, come on, I still could have managed at least a third or fourth, and then just kind of threw it away there at the end.
Yeah, you had a little bit of pressure, right? That probably came to your mind, right? It was your fingers bugging you. It's late in the race. You got some pressure on you, and you held it off, and then, yeah, one mistake, and then you go from third to fifth or whatever, just like that.
Yeah, and I had it all moto, though. Like, the pressure never really was off. I mean, Craig was definitely faster tonight.
Yep.
You could tell. And then I kind of settled in and was, I feel like, clicking off laps. I mean, I was not fast today in the motos, but I got that start. So just kind of was getting my laps in and Faulkner was all over me. Should have been jumping the whoops a little bit earlier than when I started. And he made the pass there. And then I'm like, great. Now I got nickels on me again. And I mean, dude, I was trying to fight off as much as I could. And I think there was 2 laps to go and just lost the front right there. But, yeah, I mean, all in all, it should have been at least third or fourth. And kind of gave a couple points. But for the most part, we got the hand stitched up and going racing again Tuesday. But,
yeah, that's the crappy thing, right? You got to go Tuesday now.
Yeah, I mean, it's good and bad just because I don't have to sit on that result all week because I'm better than that.
Right.
Feel like I was like, dude, before, I mean, dude, I felt so good press day, felt so good at the beginning of the day, and then just one kind of crash. And
it's crazy. Yeah, Craig was better tonight, but man, throw a blanket over everybody else, right? Like, you could have got second, and then Faulkner could have got fifth, you know what I mean? And Jet,
yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm just
right
trying to keep it in. Like, there's 5 of us right now that can win it,
right.
So we're gonna have our on and off weekends. And
do you feel
hopefully
like
that was my off one?
Yeah. Do you feel like? Look, we're all the Jets got all the hype, right? Faulkner's got a bunch of race wins. Christian's got the talent and the skill and a new bike. Do you feel like us idiots in the media? And I don't even know how much you pay attention. Not a lot, but maybe us idiots in the media aren't talking enough about you in this championship. Like because today Wygan and I were like, Hampshire is pretty good. Like, I think this was one of the qualifying sessions. We're like, look at Hampshire. Like, he was good. And like, we're like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, we probably don't, you know, pump you up enough. I don't know.
I try not to for that kind of reason.
Right, right.
Listen, I put the work in. I mean, I'm with the best guys. I feel like I'm on one of the best teams, and I mean, I do what I'm supposed to do. So it just kind of comes down to me to deliver on the weekends. And I mean, I'm confident right now with my starts. So keep putting me in those positions. You know, if this was a 15 lap main event tonight, I'm pretty sure I had a second or third. So.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, get up there again next race or Tuesday and fight off. Like, dude, you can tell I'm not going to just lay over. And
no.
Sometimes that, you know, bites me.
You're scrappy. You're a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna fight to the end. And Zach kind of gave me a little bit of hope there at the end after the night. Both kind of struggled. And he was like, dude, look. My championship, I had a 5, a 17, and a 7. So,
right.
Like, it still can be done. But just got to put myself in the situations and be able to finish them off. I mean, we had 18 laps in us with still in the box and just kind of lost my front. And all in all, I mean, we were out of round one with a fifth. I think last year I got a sixth. So,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We'll move on.
Cool. Thanks, RJ. And we'll see you Tuesday, man. I'm sure you'll have some better luck there. Thanks for the time.
Yep, no problem. See you. Thanks. Bye. See you.